This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a former New York congressman in the United States House of Representatives and an individual who has become a spokesperson for the everyday crime victim that we are seeing not only in New York but across the country. And this morning I want to welcome Lee Zeldin to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. He is someone who is very knowledgeable, and this morning I want to welcome him. Welcome, Lee Zeldin. You're very knowledgeable on the issue of crime and punishment, and that's what I wanted to get into today. So how are you feeling today? You feeling safe?
Great to be with you. Good morning. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
Feeling safe? Gosh, that's quite a question.
You know, it's a loaded question this morning. A congressman, I really think that we have been, you know, talking about crime, obviously, for a long time. And I sometimes wonder if our listeners understand how the sausage is made. And by that, I don't mean in any way to insult them, but I'd like someone like you who's been a legislator, has been involved in passing laws at the federal level, obviously, to talk about what you have to do in New York to get laws changed and laws passed. And I'll tell you from whence this comes. This past week, on the 5, I blamed one person, for the death of police officer Jonathan Diller. I said the one person who is to blame is Governor Kathy Hochul. There was one disagreed with me at the table, and I respect him a great deal. That's not a problem at all. But I think that, you know, people don't quite understand how easy it would be to change the laws in New York to not allow criminals to roam free, especially career criminals. So why don't you take it from there?
Sure. There's a few fundamentals if you want to make streets safer. One is you should be passing laws that prioritize law-abiding New Yorkers over criminals. Secondly, is you have to support the men and women in law enforcement. And thirdly, you need prosecutors who prosecute.
Right.
District attorneys who understand that DA stands for that. It doesn't stand for defense attorney. And in New York, so much has been going in the wrong direction. You look at all three. I mean, in the first component, you over the course of the last few years, they passed cashless bail in New York. They removed the discretion for judges to weigh dangerousness when setting bail. They passed laws like Less is More, the HALT Act to get rid of the tool of solitary confinement, raise the age, the Clean Slate Act, where they wiped away all sorts of criminal convictions, including up to crimes that resulted in the victim losing their life.
Right.
So that trajectory in this state, in many respects, falls right at the feet of the person who is signing off on these bills and refusing to use their pulpit to fix it. And going back to what 2020, when it really took off with the Defund the Police movement and people spitting in the face of our great men and women in blue, we have elected officials who use their platform to help amplify the voice of that crazy far left activist who is willing to spit on that cop. So Kathy Hochul, right now she's sitting in a seat. She wanted to be the governor. She has the power to fire Alvin Bragg.
Yep.
We'll use it.
Yep.
So those are the three fundamentals. And I would say to one point, I saw the segment on the 5 when you discussed this.
Oh, you did.
and I also have tremendous amount of respect for the one voice of disagreement on this particular topic. I would say that as far as Governor Hochul goes, how many times are we going to be, how many times will the left be calling on us to forgive these people for not doing the right thing?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
every day can't be Easter.
Yeah. Well, every day can't be Easter. And that pretty much was the argument, you know, that it's Easter and we're into redemption. You know what? When I was a DA and a judge, I'd leave the forgiving to God. You know, my job was to put people in jail if they committed crimes. But let's talk about the fact that in the New York State legislature, when you talk about cashless bail, what that means is that everybody is let out. Chances are they're being let out before the cop finishes the paperwork. Okay. And, you know, the purpose of bail, it's constitutional. It's in the Eighth Amendment. It's to assure the criminal's return to court. And we were just moving to the point, Lee Zeldin, when we were thinking about making bail reflect the dangerousness to the community. For example, I mean, I was, you know, hot to prosecute pedophiles because pedophiles just continue. They're the biggest recidivist we have in the criminal justice system. And now the thinking is forget about dangerousness, forget about recidivist. I don't even care if they don't return and we're just going to let them out. And, you know, all of the consequences to threatening of witnesses, to, you know, absconding and never being held accountable, that is in the New York State legislature. Two names, Carl Heastie and Andrea Stewart Cousins. Am I right?
You're right. They're in charge of the two chambers. They have the power. They should be leading their conference rather than being led by the furthest left elements of it. I mean, they also passed discovery law changes that made the job of law enforcement even harder.
Explain that. Lee, explain it. I'm into real basics today. The discovery, in 15 days, they have to get their act together with giving the defendant everything, as I understand it now, or the case it just gets dismissed.
The case will get tossed, and instantly the law enforcement officer is buried in paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And the requirements on them takes them off the street and also creates an additional disincentive to be doing your job and locking up some of these criminals, because on top of it, you know, in the case of Manhattan, for example, even if you arrest the suspect, you do the paperwork in a frantic way to hit a deadline, mm-hmm. and then you have a district attorney who puts out a day one memo and says they're not even going to charge it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Yeah. Yeah. And that DA, obviously, we're talking about Alvin Bragg and a bunch of them. So Andrea Stewart Cousins, Carl Heastie, the two separate houses, the Assembly and the Senate in New York, they're saying we won't even entertain these bills. We won't let them come to the floor. We won't let our committees work on it, even discuss it. And basically what they're saying to New Yorkers is, as soon as a criminal is arrested, we stand firm in making sure that he is released back into the community to reoffend, to possibly threaten the original victim, or to never come back. Am I right or wrong on that, Lee Zeldin?
That's exactly the message that is being sent right now. And if any of them want to take exception with that, then actually do your job. Do something, because these conferences that they lead, right, many of these legislators feel like they haven't gone, their conference, those chambers haven't gone far enough.
Left, you mean?
Pro-criminal laws.
Oh,
I'll give you one example. There was that axe thrower, you remember, that
yes,
lower middle of the McDonald's on Delancey Street. The next
right
day, after he's immediately let out by Alvin Bragg, he's doing an interview with the media. The reporter asks, why are you carrying this axe around the streets of New York City? He says he's carrying it to confront people. Now, the judge case would be sitting at home having absolutely no tools, no power whatsoever to see that statement right in front of him with his own or her own eyes and then take action to lock that suspect up. There's no consequences.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I want people to remember these two names. If you're from New York, it is Carl Heastie and Andrea Stewart Cousins, both of them convinced that you don't matter, that the criminal matters, and that we're going to let them out as soon as they commit a crime, a violent crime. It doesn't matter. All right. So let's move on to the fact that Hochul, now, in addition, will not remove prosecutors like Alvin Bragg, who says, you know, if you rob a jewelry store with a gun, yeah, it's robbery. It's a felony. It's a Class C felony. But, you know, if you don't use the gun, you know, it's a misdemeanor, because we don't have time to prosecute this stuff. All right. She could remove him in a second. She has that power, right?
She absolutely does. I said that if we were successful in the November 22 race for governor, that
yes,
on day one, my first act after taking the oath would be turning to the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, and notifying him that he's being fired for his refusal to enforce the law. It mm-hmm. is in the New York State Constitution. It is Hochul's
yep.
duty to
yep.
remove Alvin Bragg.
Yep. And you know what?
One other thing that I would add on top of it is that inside of New York City especially, there are also some judges who have gotten their way onto the bench, who follow the same approach towards criminal justice as Alvin Bragg. There are some cases where the prosecutor is asking the judge to set bail, but then the judge is releasing the person anyway, like we've seen in these recent squatter cases that have come out over the course of the last few days, committed, by the way, by illegal immigrants. So in this case, you have a person illegally in the country, they're squatting, they're committing additional crimes on top of that, and the prosecutor is asking for bail, the judge is releasing them, no cooperation with ICE because you have sanctuary city policies, sanctuary state policies. Yeah, and one could say, wow, there's just so many things that have been passed over these last few years and the wrong people who have gotten office. It's too much. We can't fix it. No, we can.
Of
absolutely
course can.
We can. We have to.
You're so right. Anyway, I want to thank you, Lee Zeldin, for joining us. God bless you for what you do. You know, it seems like such an easy call, you know, protecting the victims and making criminals accountable. But that's not the case in the world we live in. But thank God for people like you. And thanks for joining us, Lee Zeldin. Take care.
Thank you, Judge. Take care.
All right.